This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey everyone, we are unpaywalling an episode of Hollywood Handbook, the Pro Version. If you're unfamiliar, the Pro Version is the boys' weekly bonus show that we do over on Patreon and Stitcher Premium. Also, if you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode, the link for that will be in the description. And really quick, this Saturday, October 15th at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, Carl Tart and Hassan Williams are going to be doing a video game live stream of Madden NFL 22. So if you'd like to check that out, it'll be available on the video tier at patreon.com/theflagrantones. Thanks so much and enjoy this episode.
So the Halloween husband's dance is... got 6 weeks away already.
That sneaks up on you, doesn't it? Well, I mean, appropriately, because it's so scary. It should sneak up on you.
But I remember, like, I don't, like, I still think it is the best husband's dance of the year. I remember after I first got married, looking forward to, like, starting in, like, July, being like, oh my, and, like, especially like the first couple, the first one, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I get to.
The first one's really special, even if it's funny because looking back, I probably have to admit that the very first Halloween husband's dance I attended was not one of the best ones in terms of theme, decoration, like just the group that we had.
Yeah.
But for me, it's still my favorite.
Yes.
Because it was such a thrill to be like in the room after having watched through the window for so many years, just going and like, you know, driving my big pickup truck to the parking lot and just wishing that I was a husband so that I could get in there, crushing a 30 rack in the flatbed and then just pressing my face up against the window of the gymnasium. And had kind of fallen asleep with it smushed there, getting my nose grease all over the glass, you know, and then having to go get materials out of my truck to clean it off so I could even see in for like the big final dance.
Speaking of which, thank you for bringing that up because I'm not like performing in like the on stage piece of that this year. I'm a little busy to do like the
all the choreography
rehearsals and, like, all the, choreo. Yeah. Exactly. I'll help write the song parody. And so this year the song parody is Married Men, which is a parody of Single Ladies. Do you want to help me do this right now?
Yeah, let's knock it out. That's so funny. I didn't even realize that was what they picked. I had sent something else, but that's fine.
What did you say?
So I don't know if this is the name of the... So, you know the song Something?
Like Something in the Way She Moves?
Yeah.
Yes.
I had submitted, like, basically... Pumpkin in the Way She Moves.
Pumpkin in the Way She... Yes, like, same as last year. Same thing, because you suggested that last year. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I don't know if I suggested... I think last year what I suggested was that song that goes, Tell Me Something... Tell Me Something would be, Tell Me Pumpkin Good.
I was just remembering the pumpkin of it all. That one had nothing to do with...
Tell Me That,
like,
You're Frightening.
I think they just like the... Because what's unique, there's lots of like Halloween dances.
The husband thing is more
of it all.
No, I know.
Pumpkin and the Way She Moves is like if it's about our wives, I think it's that we're trying to be a little more, except like husbands can have husbands. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the she is the issue.
It's the she. Yes.
Well,
I don't think it's unsolvable.
If you're singing it, yeah.
But it's not saying he instead, you know what I mean? Unless it's about us, like the husbands.
Well, what if it's Pumpkin in the Way We Moves?
Yeah. I like that. We're pretty far along on this, I think.
On all the married men.
But I like that as a pitch for, especially now knowing that you didn't pitch that last year as well, and that's my mistake. It was just the pumpkin.
Pumpkin instead of Something, jeez. I guess I did Hitch, but it was a totally different song and really a different genre of music. All the married men, all the married men, all the married men, all the married men.
And then it's going to be now raise your man's cup, which is like
raise your man's cup.
Everyone's okay. Going to have their man's cup. Okay. So up in the club, just broke up. Up in the club can stay. Up in the club, all wifed up.
Uh-huh.
I'm chewing on my wedding ring.
Great.
Decided to dip could be. But that we actually did pack. Yes. Like put
pack
a dip
a lip.
In.
Mm-hmm. Maybe packed up a lip because decided to dip. It seems like you're being lazy.
And for the Corey, we could do like decided to dip.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be. It could. How about this? Bing. Packed up a lip. Now I got to spit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now
well, can't
I
we
spit.
Keep decided to dip? We're replacing the dip element if we use packed up a lip. Can't
no,
we keep
I know,
decided
but
to dip?
We can. I've obviously given my opinion on it, which is that it feels... You could be accused of being lazy there.
Sure. Well, then, yeah. I know. I hope you're not saying that. I just think it's like.
I mean, frankly, you could keep now. Put your hands up, like I. But like we didn't. We did. Raise your man cup.
Man's cup.
Man's cup. Man's cup.
Sure. We can keep any. We can keep almost all of it.
But I'd rather not. I'd rather make it our own wherever we can.
But the joke to me is like decided to dip was already there, but we're giving it new meaning rather than finding a phrase that rhymes with that but means the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, what if we just kept dip?
It just says dip. You just say dip?
Well, we may say it a few times.
And then is there a...
Dip,
just
dip,
to keep
dip.
The meter?
Yeah.
Dip, dip, dip. Now I gotta spit.
Yeah. Dip, dip, dip. Now I gotta spit.
Because another brother noticed me. That makes sense. Because you're not allowed to dip at the thing.
Yeah.
And so it does... So again, maybe I guess you're gonna have an issue with us using the same lyrics. So
I do.
I can police myself on that.
I'd like to change that because... Mm-hmm. I think like, because what you're saying is that you just, now you've got to spit because you're afraid you're going to get caught.
No, because I was caught because another one of the husbands, it's not me, but like the guys dancing up there, another one of the husbands noticed them so they can do a finger wag.
Well, then why not make it another husband notice? Why isn't another husband?
Because another husband noticed me. That's good.
Yeah.
That's better. I'm up on him, he up on me, don't pay him any attention, cried my tears for 3 good years, you can't be mad
this
at
is
me.
Getting really hard, yeah.
That's the original lyrics.
Yeah.
My cup's got pims.
My cup's got pims.
His cups.
His cup's got tea?
His cup's got tea. My cup's got pims. His cup's got tea. Something about a pension.
yeah, collecting a pension.
Collecting married man's pension.
Collecting.
Don't you get like a
pension?
Collecting married man's pension.
Married man's pension.
Cried my tears for 3 good years. Okay. Tears, fears, beers. Cheers. Oh.
Gears. Oh, go ahead. Cheers.
I was going to say something with cheers because we have the cups already.
Yeah.
We all scream cheers. Toast with our beers. I agree.
And,
that's better.
And toast with our beers.
You can't be mad at me. I love that sentiment.
I do think I do. Now here's where I'm going back on my own rule.
Yeah.
I think we have to keep You Can't Be Mad at Me, especially given the this. I mean, the context is totally transformed now.
We all say that in unison, just kind of a deep ringing. You can't be mad at me.
For husbands, like
all the husbands say that. Oi. Okay, you got that, Kevin?
I got it.
So what is it?
From the top? Or just You Can't Be Mad
at
Me?
Yeah, it's not that long.
All the married men, 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 all the married
but
men.
But sing it. Do it like how. Do it like how.
Do it's it actually going to be done. Track.
Yeah. Oh, we should call ourselves Beyonce.
All the married men, 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 all the married men. Now lift your man's cup. I'm doing my own thing. Dip, tip, tip.
No,
now
we
gotta spin.
No,
what the fuck?
No.
Oh, no, I missed it.
Yeah, you missed the beginning. Yeah,
and the
it lyrics feel fast.
The lyrics
than I remembered.
The lyric is not "I'm doing my own little thing anymore." It's "I'm chewing on my wedding ring."
Chewing on my wedding ring.
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 And you missed two lines.
Mm-hmm.
Which lines?
Which the two that come before that.
Now lift your man's cup.
Up in the club, all wifed up.
Yeah, up in the club.
I'm chewing on my wedding ring.
I'm chewing on my wedding ring.
And there's some choreo, just like little choreo.
Yeah,
chewing on my wedding ring.
Yeah, you chew on your wedding ring. Yeah, very eager.
All the married men, all the married men, all the married men, all the married men. Up in the club,
you're
just all wiped
Kevin,
up, chewing
Kevin,
on my wedding
you gotta
ring.
Watch the
dip,
the,
dip, dip. Now you're gonna spit, cause another husband noticed me. My man's got pims, his got tea, collecting married man's pension. We all scream cheers and toast our beers. You can't be mad at me.
Yeah.
You caught up.
Wow, 100%.
It's toast with our beers. The "you can't be mad at me"
yeah,
is like that.
More like aggressive.
You forgot to spit.
Oh, yeah.
You
dip,
didn't
dip,
spit.
Dip. Now I got to spit. Parentheses.
Collecting married man's pension.
Because another husband noticed me.
Because another husband noticed me, and that's a finger wag. But that someone else will do that.
All the married men, 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 all the married men. Now lift your man's cup. Just was in the club, all wifed up, chewing on my wedding ring. Dip, dip, dip. Now you gotta spit. Cause another husband noticed me. My cup's got pims, his got tea, collecting married man's pension. We all scream cheers and toast with our beers, and you can't be mad at me.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. It was two lines off timing. But
that might have been Zoom.
It might have been Zoom.
Zoom delay.
Can you do that spit sound just like that alone?
Let's get that clean.
Okay.
Did you do it?
I think he's collecting enough spit.
So
it's just no.
You don't have to actually spit, but the way you're doing, I think you are spitting for real, but you're doing it so quietly, and it has to be the opposite of that. It's fake, but it's loud
enough
to hear. Yes,
it's the Old West spittoon sound effect. So you really want to get that ding?
How's this? Ding.
What?
Now it goes. Ding. I almost want to time.
Okay.
The spit. Someone else does the. Kevin, you just say, "Now I've got a spit." Don't worry about the lyrics.
Okay.
Don't worry about the sound effect. Just do it right now.
Now I got a spit. Ding.
So the spit is on. Someone else is doing the spit on.
Well, it's the only
when
one
you say
get
spit.
The timing right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, Kevin's not even allowed to go.
Mm-mm.
So this is just like we don't have to worry about like Kevin getting the timing right.
it's sort of a tease.
The actual thing. He's not allowed to be within the county line when this is happening. This is one of the most famous anti-husbands in history. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't even be talking about this with him, except I think it's better that, like,
yeah. Couldn't be me.
Single Ladies was written about Kevin's girlfriend.
Me at my sister's wedding this weekend? Couldn't be me.
You're going to your sister's? Oh, that's right. Okay, that so this is all weekend. On schedule from the... It happened last weekend?
Yeah, it was on Saturday.
But you're going this weekend?
Ah, buongiorno.
I'm doing another victory tour. Going back, checking out the sites. Yeah, I remember what I did there.
What was the venue?
What did you do there?
It was at a church, and then there was a reception like a mile down.
Oh, and, great, a church.
Take me to church.
Very traditional.
I messed up because I was supposed to say amen, and I said thank you. Almost got booed from the priest.
He almost booed you?
Yeah, he did like that.
You shouldn't have been saying thank you anyway. You should have been saying a grazie.
It was my stomping ground where I did the big Jesus pose, remember?
It was thank there. You. And like the very slow, long, when they say amen at the end of a song, very slow and long like that, you said thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you give a speech?
I didn't. My dad did and my sister did.
They didn't have you give a speech, even though you're so funny.
Oh my God. But Kevin, you're like working in entertainment. You're like Mr. Showbiz, like a performer on mic, and they don't have you give a speech?
Aren't you the only sibling?
What happened?
No, I have a younger sister and she gave a speech. And then my dad gave a speech. Yeah.
What?
And then I watched.
Other
but you're the sibling funniest gave one?
But you're the funny one.
There was a lot of double takes, like while they were giving speeches to me and then back and then me and back.
Were there jokes about you in the speeches? Nobody talked about you at all?
Kevin, you didn't even make it into a speech?
I think they said I came from California. I'm like,
oh, so you were in the part where, like, thanks to everyone who came so far, Kevin came all the way from California.
Yeah.
That's how they talk about, like, just a
that's
weird
very
friend.
Impersonal.
Like a second cousin.
Yeah, someone who you're like, Jesus, I didn't think you would come. It's so far.
Yeah.
And you invited them because you didn't think they would come? But now you feel like you have to say something?
Now it's got to be
they spent
their own
so much money.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's it?
Actually, check this out. So I did my rounds, you know, saying hi to all the cousins.
Don't tell me to check anything out.
Yeah.
Okay, here's something.
If I decide to check it out,
ask me if I have capacity to check this out.
Okay. Do you guys have capacity to check this one out?
Hang on. I'm trying to reach through the Zoom screen and pluck the hair off of Hayes's microphone. If you see it right there in the frame. See what I'm talking about, Hayes?
It's a big white hair.
I know. That's what I mean. It feels like Merlin's beard.
Very long and white. Wow.
Maybe you were doing a Lord of the Rings recap podcast before this.
Merlin
Gandalf was hosting it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Merlin.
Imagine Merlin's there too.
Dude, Merlin and Gandalf are chopping it up. I'd be a fly on the wall during that. Of course, they could turn me into anything they want.
The two of them together?
It wouldn't be a fly for long. If they wanted to get into a little tinkling
pointing
contest.
Their staff at you.
I've decided to eat something.
What did you decide to have?
A little ginger chew. You ever eat these guys?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think so. Not those guys. I eat the one with the little ginger man on it.
No thanks.
So I'm doing the rounds and my cousin says to me, he says, I actually love listening to Maybe Don't, and I listen to it all the time and hope you guys bring it back. My jaw was on the ground.
I hope you guys bring it back in the same sentence? Or mm-hmm. Now reach back in your memory. Okay. Did he say, I love Maybe Don't, I listen to it all the time, then you say something like, oh yeah, it was fun to do. And then your cousin like, oh fucking shit. Are you fucking kidding me? He hasn't been doing this for like a year.
It's been over, Jesus.
I never even heard it. I just saw that he like,
hey, I listen to that all the time. Oh yeah, it was fun, really. It was fun to do. I'm sorry we
Yeah,
had to
I
stop,
hope you bring it back. And your cousin, who is like
an improviser in his own right. Yeah.
Conversational shinobi.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
Is like, yeah, dude, you gotta bring it back.
Yeah.
And you're
I guess that's exactly how it went.
Were you in the wedding party? Were you a groomsman?
I was one of the groomsmen. Always the groomsman.
That must have been forced on the husband, no?
Yeah. It was
like,
it's
not like your homie. Like, I've never heard you talk about this.
Nope. It was his brother, four of his best friends, and I was there too.
Where in the batting order are you?
I think I was.
Who's on your right? Look to your right.
It varied. There was really no like order. When we were walking down the aisle,
you were shuffling around during the ceremony, doing little like up 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 up, rearranging yourselves as the vows are taking place.
I went first.
Are you spelling two different words with like you each have a letter and it rearranges to spell a different word? Or were you stationary?
We were stationary. So I went first with the grandmas arm in arm. Then I ran back.
Oh man.
Picture this.
And were you doing like little, you're so gross. Doing
don't,
little
don't
like
tell me to picture anything.
Walking you walk with the grandmas arm in arm and you're like raising your eyebrows. You're doing
check this
double
out, everybody.
Deuces.
I'm arm in arm with
ordering her. Everyone to check it out.
Everybody, mm-hmm. Check this out. I got a hotel room after this.
Oh my god!
Grandmas
with the grandmas, and you're weighing them down. You're so tired. They're like they're holding you up.
I'm doing big yawns.
Your feet are dragging on the ground as they haul you up the aisle.
Yeah. Hope you did your exercises this week, Grandma. You're going to have to carry me home to my hotel room.
Jesus.
I got, by the way.
Oh,
wink,
my
wink.
God, Kevin.
Kevin.
I got a stack of my key cards.
No wonder they didn't want to hear a speech from you.
I go down the aisle with grandma's
Kevin
first.
Kevin has 52 key cards and he like spreads them. He fans them and he's like, pick a card, any card.
52 pickup.
Don't show it to me. Not till I show you mine.
I'll show it to you. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah.
So you're hauling ass up the aisle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then you sit them down.
Mm-hmm.
You say, stay there.
Stay.
And then you go where?
What?
I run back up.
What now?
I'm trucking.
You run back up?
Yeah. Because I gotta walk my mommy down the aisle.
Holy shit, the extra groomsman went demon mode.
Holy shit, I forgot mommy. There he is.
Arm in arm with the broads.
What an expression. Jeez,
I can't believe it.
Damn, I look friendly.
Oh
Bond,
my God.
Kevin Bond.
So I'm going down here, and then I seat them. I plant their asses down. I'm trucking it around the corner. Antonio, the husband, the groom, he goes down with his parents. As that's going.
Antonio, that's right. Your mom was like, what do we talk about? I guess Italian food?
Mm-hmm.
Her with big his, game.
With his Italian ass?
She's probably showing them the game we did, the wedding shower game.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
this
about.
This is the kind of shit we got into.
Remember, Antonio? Antonio, remember the game?
That's what the entire...
I still can't believe...
That's
I
what
still
the whole
can't believe
is about.
Spaghetti is from Italy. I've been eating it since I was a little kid. I can't believe that's Italy.
And everyone who's there is like, God, that was her only experience with this guy was the game. where they get the guests different Italian foods. That's my only experience with him too. I just thought the mother-in-law would
pizza
like she's
too.
Never talked to him before.
Pizza's a big one. I mean, I think of that as there's pizza on every corner here in the States. And meanwhile, you guys, that's your foods.
Okay, so Kevin books his hiney around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Go fetch mommy.
I fetch mommy. I go, let's go. Get arm in arm with her.
We have to go now.
Trot down the aisle.
Come with me if you want to give your daughter away.
Nice.
We go down the aisle. Everyone's going, didn't we just see this guy? And I'm like, big, it happens.
The fucking Winklevoss twins up in this piece.
It's a living.
The Stinklevoss twins.
Stinklevoss.
Shit, man, I thought I already saw that guy. It must be the Stinklevoss twins.
They didn't. What was the thinking there? They didn't have anyone else to
no grandpas.
No grandpas. Okay.
Maybe a cousin could have.
Yeah, there's your, like, we've already established a cousin.
Yeah.
I got another comment from one of the guests.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope that fucking Stinklevoss twin doesn't try to talk to me about cryptocurrency. Yeah,
okay.
Why couldn't the cousin do it? Why couldn't the cousin at least bring the grandmas?
Well, there was drama
dealing with you.
He seems to be like a master manipulator, and he just managed to, you know, be a marionette. What is it? The marionetteer?
He's the marionetteer because he's pulled all of the strings.
Yes.
And he's honestly, he's something of a Sherman Klump. He's playing every role. He's every single seat at the table. Kevin is the damn Klumps.
Okay, so later on.
Yeah. How much later on? Because I do want to know, where did you finally settle your ass down for this ceremony?
And then I come back with the groomsmen. They're already there.
Oh, my God.
You went three times?
No, I don't.
You're getting your steps in?
The groomsmen were already there. They didn't go down the aisle. They were already established.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you went and
stood with them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who is next to you? Who's on your right?
Antonio's friend.
Doesn't that mean little Antonio?
His shorter friend Antilio.
It'd be like if I had a groomsman named Shin. No way. On my special day?
Antilio is to your right.
He's to my left. No one's on my right.
Oh my God. So you're holding down, you're the anchor.
Yeah.
Look to your left. Look to your right. One of you is Antilio.
So there was Antilio, Paulo, Eduardo, Philip.
Oh my God.
Mantra, and fucking K-Man himself.
Wait, who's Philip?
Philip is Antonio's friend from Germany. He flew 24 hours.
But Kevin makes the speech for coming from California.
California. But did you go on a train?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So they're like, it was for some reason harder than Philip descending the friggin' Alps to get here.
I gave Philip my number. He didn't ask for it, but he was getting in the streets. And I said, hey, if you need anything, you know, here's my number. He was like, okay. Didn't get any calls that night. That's okay. Just happy to offer, happy to provide
it's
a service.
Plus, so it's plus sign 01.
So then, later on that day, I got to give out the body of Christ with my sister. Okay. After the during the mass, I'm trucking back. Here's me and Kate, my youngest sister. Actually, it looks like I got the blood of Christ.
Your youngest sister, you said?
Yeah. I have two younger sisters.
There's only two?
Mm-hmm. Megan, who got married, and this is Kate.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it.
So we go back. Now I'm doing this duty, bringing the blood to Papa. And then this is when he says something where I'm supposed to say amen, and I say thanks.
You said thanks or you said thank you?
I said thanks. I hit him with the thanks. My sister said
don't
amen.
Don't mention it, babe.
All right, that's enough for now.
Yep.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.